Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Jason Warren, a man in custody and considered a person of interest in the death of Hooper resident Dorothy Ulrich, as well as the hit-and-run death of Suzanne Seaman, was sentenced to 9 years in prison yesterday. Warren, who had been let out on a cruise waiver after pleading guilty to an assault with a deadly weapons charge stemming from an incident in April, has been the focus of both the investigations as well as media speculation. Warren was arrested in Eureka last Thursday, just hours after the Hooper murder and the hit and run. He had failed to appear at a scheduled sentencing date after pleading guilty. The investigation into Ulrich's death and the hit and run continue, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Administrators at McKinleyville High School locked the school down for a brief time this morning after receiving notification from the sheriff's office that a man, possibly armed, was in the area. Deputies were investigating a possible domestic violence incident near the school and that a suspect had fled and could be near the school. The school was quickly reopened after any potential danger had passed. Now that rural residents across the state have begun receiving tax bills from the state forestry department, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has stepped into the fight with a lawsuit against the state, demanding refunds for those who have been billed. The $150 fee, passed in 2010, has been sent to hundreds of thousands of property owners of rural parcels. It was passed with a simple majority vote and not the two-thirds needed to pass a tax increase. And the lawsuit alleges that the change amounts to a tax and therefore is illegal. Local fire officials have also opposed the fee, not because of legislative regulations, but because thousands of local property owners already pay parcel taxes to fund local fire departments who protect rural property. And on Monday, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Mad River Hospital for a reported self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputies interviewed the victim, whose name is being withheld, and he told them he and a friend had been bear hunting near Bald Hills Road and that he had accidentally shot himself with his shotgun. However, that story soon changed, and the victim recanted his tale and told deputies that he had been working at a marijuana grow site, and after being absent for several days, he was confronted by several people and then shot when he returned. Investigators went to the scene and found evidence of a marijuana grow, along with evidence supporting some of the victim's statements. Several people in the area were interviewed, although no one has been arrested. The investigation continues, and anyone with information about the grow or the alleged shooting is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... wait a minute, what do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jack Critter is the new Chief Executive Officer at the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District, and he was on Talk Shop for the first time since he was hired earlier this year. Critter comes to Humboldt Bay from Astoria, Oregon, and took a minute to compare the two areas.
Well, there is a lot of similarities. I mean, Astoria is going through kind of a nice little boom now, mostly driven from big box retailers that are taking advantage of the lack of taxes in Oregon and their borders with Washington, and also their close proximity to the Portland metro area. So it's all about location,
Critter then went on to point out the jewel Humboldt County has with its bay.
Flip side, as far as Humboldt, I definitely now have an appreciation of the Redwood Curtain and the challenges that creates. But certainly the assets here are phenomenal. And that was one of the things the commission, when I was interviewing, they asked, why on earth would you want to come to Humboldt County? In the state of California, we're broke, and I simply said, well, with the asset of that bay, you'll never be broke.
Critter went on to say that the bay offers plenty of opportunities to expand economic development, and that's his focus. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.